Did your father sports as well?
No, I played a bit of cricket. Played for a local side, I think called Gloucester Bohemians, but I couldn't get into it. It was just too long. It wasn't like rugby. It was, you know, and I didn't play for it for very long, because with rugby taking so much time, with training and fitness throughout the winter, I didn't really want to, you know, have something else in the summer. But no, I probably was quite handy with most football or cricket. Did run two marathons, not very well, but I did do them. London Marathon, and one of the early Gloucester ones, and two half marathons. Yeah.
What's your fondest memory of playing for Gloucester?
I got no particular game. Centenary throughout the year and the big sides we played then, and apart from the public school Wanderers, I think we lost in 25-15, something like that. Any time you turned down at King's Own, and any time you went to Wales and beat them, you know. But I there's not any one particular game, because as we mentioned earlier, I was quite fortunate to be playing some good, really good games that I had, what I thought were very good games, and the press liked it, and obviously the crowd liked it. So,
is there a particular try or a particular tackle that lives on in the memory?
No, not really.
Too many of them.
Well, not too many. Never enough when it comes to tries. I mean, tackles, whatever size they were, they came and, you know, I took them out as best you could. So there's nothing I can really, you know. Because I always thought that was one of my strengths, that not many people were getting by. But try-wise, you know, any time you scored a try, that was a winning try, really. You know, like you mentioned earlier, Oxford University was one, especially when it came, the fact I'm pretty certain that we hadn't won there for, you know, or we haven't won there since, well, probably 30, 40 years. And then obviously to be on the honours board, and then to finish second when I wasn't really, in my opinion, wasn't a winger, and then finish second, I've been the try scoring list that same team in here. So, you know, from that aspect, yeah, any time you turned out, and any time you had the privilege of putting on that red and white shirt, cherry and white, and whatever result, it was great to have a win. You know, and I remember when we went to Leicester one day, and again I was on the wing, and we went, I think we stopped at Coventry for lunch, and we were going back towards the coach, and myself and John Ains, who's a little old lady, and she was across the road, so we helped her across the road, and we both scored tries that day, and it was sort of, you know, never sort of forgot, and we actually beat, I think we beat them quite well, 20 odd points, which was a rare even then. But it was little things like that, you know, that in the scheme of things, but yeah, because we
kept your eye open for little old ladies, yeah, after that.
Yeah, never saw another one, but yes, but it was something like that, you know, and it was a game mainly because of who the opposition was, and to go up there and win. So, and obviously any time you had a win at one of the big grounds as well.
What was the social side of playing for Gloucester like?
Manic. Depends. It depends which sort of train of thought you had. I mean, there was some who didn't, but there was others who did. Probably worth a tell. Some of the times we used to get back from when we went down to Wales or in the Midlands, because there was a Midlands floodlit league. And God knows what time we used to get back, because more often than not, we ended up at the West End Caff down the bottom of Westgate Street, where the garage is now. There used to be a big like a house cafe there, and we get dropped off there with the bus and have a greasy, swimming in fat breakfast, sort of 3 o'clock or whatever, every time we got back, and you have to get up for work the next morning. So, you know, but it was regular, especially, you know, mainly, that was midweek games. Oh, it wasn't quite so bad because you had, you know, you played, you probably stopped till closing time, you didn't have the errors that they have now. And you only catch the last bus home and find a way of getting home, you know, getting there. But the social side, yeah, it was brilliant.
Who were the entertainers in the side?
Singing wise, Burton and Jarrett. Jarrett had a brilliant voice, his Welsh accent and that. And Burton knew every song that was going. And there used to be a great camaraderie of, you know, we always end up singing wherever we went. Yeah. I could sing, I used to make the noise. But it was a great, you know, and going to pubs or even it was a rugby club, it ended up, you know, giving the old Gloucester boys at the end of the night before we went. So if there was any trouble, they knew who we were. You know, never thought of that at the time. But yeah, that was, you know, and they all had, and Digger Morris as well, you know, and all these songs as well.
The pig song.
Yeah. And it just went on and on, that type of social side. And again, that's something I missed when I finished as well, because you go into a rugby club now, you'll be lucky to see anybody at the bar after an hour, especially local players, you know.
Yeah.
But that was all part of, you know, you trained hard, you played hard, and you socialised hard. So, yeah.
Well, you want to have a look on our website, we've got a recording of Digger singing the pig
song
on there. Yeah, that'll bring back a few memories for you.
Yeah, and he used to come out with more than that, you know. I can't remember more now, but I mean, he was an entertainer.
Yeah.
I remember we were on tour in down in Cornwall the one year, and it was always my boy's birthday, you know. In those days, you'd be able to do a telegram. And we were outside this post office one day in Newquay, and Digger was there, where there was a group of us, and there was a scales where you put your money into to get weight, and he was there, and he had all these old ladies flocking round as he was, you know, trying to guess their weights, and you know, oh, it was hilarious. But yeah, but he was a star, you know, on the way, though, for a guy who played for many years ago. And to be on the committee in that, yeah. So, but the main two, you know, who were the, and I probably forgot others, but with Burton and Jarrett in their own different styles, different ways. Yeah.
Since you stopped playing, have you remained involved with rugby at all?
I had a break. I just said I went to Old Saints a couple of years, and my other lad was playing. In actual fact, James, he actually played for Gloucester United a few times in Gloucester Colts, and then I drifted away from it then, and about, I finished at 1988, it was probably early 90s, I got invited to go up to Matson to coach, and I went up to Matson, and because I was in the police and working all different types of hours and shifts, I said, look, I'll come up and help, but I can't commit myself to taking it on. But if you can get somebody who wants to work with me, then, you know, I'll come and help. Anyway, Nick Price, Gloucester Weir, got the job, and I went along and helped, and I was like the assistant coach. And I was there, because they went through quite a few coaches there, and I did manage to stay on. And I continued coaching as the assistant. And probably, since I stopped playing, I've probably been to King's Own more times with Matson, with County Cups and Combination Cups, than I've actually been to see Gloucester in that period. And then I ended up being secretary there for 2 years, I think, before I decided that was enough as well. So, yeah, which I don't think went particularly too well with Old Saints, because that was my club. Mm. But I got the offer to go up there, and no money involved, but I just went up and sort of late on decided, oh, I'll give it another go. Yeah. And I said, we had a lot of success, because the first year we were there, the two of us, We ended up winning all three combination cups, which was quite rare in those days. It had been won, but it was quite rare. I think it's happened several times now with Covenant, etc. But yeah, it hadn't been done for a long time.
Mm.
So that was, you know, was a good achievement.
Yeah.
Yeah.